beer.
And now, the number one reason why Fast Eddie's Bon Air is the world famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Well, millions of people can't be wrong. So if you're 21 and in the mood, head on over to Alton, Illinois. It's Fast Eddie's Bon Air or FastEddie'sBonAir.com.
Learning how to play the piano is on many people's bucket list. Hi, this is Kathy from Lacefield Music. But most people never try because they think it's too hard, it takes too long, and it's too boring. And they're right, at least about most piano lessons, but not with Lacefield Music's 88 Play Piano course. In just 8 short lessons, you will learn how to read music, play with both your right and left hands, and be able to play your favorite songs in 8 weeks. In fact, you'll play a song your very first week. It's hard to believe, I know, but thousands of people just like you all over St. Louis are playing the piano today. This class usually costs $99.99, but right now is being offered for the low price of only $29.99. That's only $29.99 for all 8 weeks. What a great holiday gift for yourself or someone you know. I mean, really, what have you got to lose? Classes fill fast, so go online at lacefieldmusic.com or call 314-974-6801. 314-974-6801.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists. Your personal florist since 1883.
You may think being totally blind is the greatest challenge I face, but actually, it's the fact that I'm often wide awake at 3 a.m. and struggling to stay awake in the middle of the day. This is called non-24, and it affects up to 70% of people who are totally blind, like me. It makes just getting through the day a real struggle. Learn more about Non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, I'm Monique.
And this is Sarah. On Soul School, we are exploring the lighter side of life and having unforgettable conversations about life in an open and honest way.
And we will be talking about topics such as soulmates, second chances, and knowing when enough is enough in any relationship.
Join us every Sunday at 7 p.m. on Soul School, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Nixon, Comet, Cupid, Donna Dixon.
That's it. Under the reindeer.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the December 22nd. That's right. 2 days before Christmas Eve, edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, where they will be closed Christmas Eve. I like that. I'm sure the employees like it. They'll have Thursday and Friday off. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, as you know, is at the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270, where they've been for 55 years, where you buy below overhead way. We'll talk about them. We'll have a joke. And all that other stuff.
Hey!
After this, our control board is operated by Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are looking to find out how much money it is going to take for you to retire comfortably, it would be nice to sit down for a no-cost or obligation meeting with Mark and Jason.
Sure would.
For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
A favorite of the large morning show in the afternoon. Among many, many of the listeners, one of the favorites here is a man by the name of Dan Strauss.
Huh?
I get emails all the time from people going, he's our favorite.
What?
Oh, wait a minute.
What?
I'm sorry, that was Reggie McDaniel.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I had an old file. I had an old file I grabbed by mistake. But Dan Strauss is here. He's in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez has been with us forever. He's in charge of security. He loves his job. Look how happy he is. He loves his job. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And Red Boy, for some reason, has decided to get into learning as much as he can about old songs from the 30s and the 40s. So he's been checking out all the old singers and songs, and he found a song and decided to read. Are you guys familiar with the song? I'm just stop the music for a minute because it kind of conflicts. I'm just breezing along with the breeze. Have you ever heard that song?
No.
You never have. Well, no. Dan, you have.
Yeah.
Breezing along with the... Or Rat Boy has rewritten it. I'm just breezing along with the what?
Cheese.
Oh.
Doesn't make any sense.
Breezing along with the cheese.
It doesn't... That's, you know what it sounds like? Breaking breaking wind.
Yeah.
Passing gas.
Yeah.
Breezing with the cheese.
Uh-huh.
Oh, maybe that's the idea.
That's
he
it.
Says that's what it's... Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Good boy. Good job, Rat Boy. I'm just breezing along with the cheese.
Makes sense.
It does make sense. Give it up if you would, please. For Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. Brought to you by Johnny Londo Chevrolet. I don't know what I can tell you that you don't already know about Johnny himself or the dealership or the people there. He's an avid duck hunter. You know that. He's also an avid AM and the PM customer greeter. He loves to meet people who are AM and the PM. And we figured out a couple of months ago that he's been on 12 years or something like that. And I can't even believe that. Time has gone that fast. And in the last 12 years, hundreds of you have gone to Johnny Londoff. In many cases, maybe people who otherwise wouldn't have gone if it hadn't been to the show. We cannot thank you enough for that. We can't thank you enough for telling them your AM and the PM. We hope you'll continue to do that for the rest of this year and into next year and throughout next year. Because it's important. If they can't track where the business comes from, they don't keep supporting this show, and this show goes off the air. You get two or three people doing that, we're gone. So thank you for that. And if you're in the market for a Chevy... And I know it's Christmas, and we're supposed to say nice things, but I'm just going to tell you, this is the dark side. If you're AM and the PM, and you say you're AM and the PM, if you call here and go, I'm AM and the PM, hallelujah, but you bought a car, especially a Chevy, somewhere else, no, you're not AM and the PM. You're a fraud. You're a wannabe. And if we ever find out, and we will, something terrible will happen to you. I'm sorry. But I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you.
It's karma.
Folks, you know, sometimes you'll look at the news or you'll read the STL Today, maybe the actual paper online, and you see these stories. They'll put the picture up on television on the news that somebody is missing. This man is missing. If anyone sees him, you know what happened there? That's usually somebody who claimed to be AM and the PM, bought a car somewhere other than Londoff, and... mysteriously, they're missing. That's all I can say. Can't say anything else. That's what happens to you. You'll end up missing or missing a limb. Okay?
Mm.
Yeah. This is tough talk.
Yeah, it is.
But you cannot pretend to be AM. You're either AM of the PM or you're not.
Right.
So you're in the market for a vehicle, especially a Chevy. Even you Ford shoppers, especially GMC shoppers. Come on. GMC, are you kidding me? It's a Chevy. It's a Chevy with a different name on it. You want a GMC truck? Go get a Chevy truck from Johnny Londoff. Ford people, before you pull the trigger, compare. That's all we ask. That's all we ask. If we find out that you bought somewhere else but you gave Londoff a chance, we won't hurt your family. That's the deal.
Right.
We will not hurt your family if you at least gave Londoff a shot. Merry Christmas. To all of you, we just threatened, and thank you for your business, and thank you for doing business with Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Londoff.com, 24-7. 24-7. 24-7. There it is.
Sorry about about that, Bill.
Edit that.
From, who edited it out? They'll never hear it. From downtown St. Louis is the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limpurst and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab. Wow, what a great time of year to use a Laclede Cab. You're partying a little too much to drink? Take a Laclede Cab. Shopping? Don't want to park? Let them pull you right up, drop you off, pick you up, take you home. Laclede Cab, STL Taxi, is the app, and it works, and it's free. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah.
Hello, Bill.
24-7. 24-7.
What?
What's 24-7?
You just said, I just wanted to repeat what you said, 24-7. That's pretty good.
No, I did say I'm hip.
Yeah, you are hip. How's it going? I just ate some raw cookie dough. I know you're not supposed to do that.
Oh, that's not true. That's not true. That's a myth. It's good for you.
It's fantastic. I could eat that more than the actual cookie that you bake. I think it actually tastes better.
No, I do eat more of it than the actual cookie, and I've done it for years, and I'm not dead yet.
It is tremendous. Do you buy the actual... I hate to use this phrase, but like a log of the cookie dough, or you buy those things, the little bricks you put, or the real dough.
Once a year, my wife makes with butter and sugar. She makes the actual real cookie dough. But let me tell you something. You go to this place, Papa Murphy's. It's a pizza joint.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of it. Sure.
They sell cookie dough in a tub. It's as good as homemade chocolate chip cookies, and I have gone and bought it and eaten it like a tub of ice cream. It's fantastic.
Yeah. All right. Well, I feel better now.
Well, you will. It's good. It's energy.
Uh-huh. Well, a survey finds that 75% more people plan to cancel their cable service in 2016 than in 2015. Incidentally, 2015 to 2016 is the same window that the cable guy gives you for when you're going to stop by.
We'll be there sometime between 15 and 16.
I do not have actually cable. I have Netflix, and that's it. I don't have cable.
Well, you and a lot of other people. That's where we're headed.
Yeah. Senator Lindsey Graham has dropped out of the presidential race. He did that yesterday.
What is he thinking? I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, what was he thinking? Because he had it in the bag, Lindsey Graham.
Yeah.
He was it.
I thought so.
Yeah,
too.
I was going to say congratulations to Rick Santorum. He's got that 17th place spot all to himself now. So congratulations.
Oh, he kind of ruined it.
Sorry.
He kind of did, but that's
sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. And folks, we're still talking about Steve Harvey's big mistake over the weekend where he gave the wrong winner out of the Miss Universe pageant. Not all bad, though, for Steve. Today, Bernie Sanders hired Steve to announce the Democratic primary results. Got there. Yeah. And finally, this happened. Well, a man in Rhode Island was able to identify the guy who mugged him after looking through his old yearbook because they had been classmates in high school.
Mm.
Yeah, sure enough, and right there in his yearbook next to his photo, the guy had written, "Have a great summer. Someday I'm going to mug you."
Well, there you go. There you are.
How about that? Prophetic. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, and for downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KHRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Yes.
For Cleveland, courtesy of Laclede Cab. Do they still have yearbooks in high school?
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
You know, remember the day I brought a yearbook in? He's a long time ago. And we just reminisced about how corny the stuff was that people wrote.
Oh, underneath your senior year one, you usually had a phrase
or
something.
And you'd pass it around and people would write.
I can't think of mine.
Ian, you're a great guy.
You mean what they wrote on there.
You're a great guy.
Did you guys have, because we did senior year, where you were allowed like a quote or something underneath your picture, you pick something out.
No, we didn't.
No.
No. But I don't think... It was I went to an all-guy high school, so we didn't do the writing on each other's yearbooks thing.
I think you're really cute.
I think that's a co-ed school deal where...
he says.
Yeah.
I'd like to see the yearbook where
I know for a fact there are no written words in my...
In gym class,
well,
I thought
you were
hot.
Well, you know what? That's pretty sad, though. You had all boys in high school? That's pretty sad.
Yeah.
Yes. It was very sad. It was not...
What happened if you got like a boner going down the hall...
That shouldn't be happening.
People would think things.
I'm sure some.
Look, Ian likes me.
Yeah.
I'm sure we ended up with a couple gay classmates that we didn't know.
I cannot even imagine going to an all girl or an all boy. I can't imagine that.
I didn't know any difference. So
Well, here's what you missed out on. And Dan, you went to a regular hetero and boy-girl thing.
Yes.
The stuff they wrote, did you ever go back and get your yearbook and look at it again?
I can't find my yearbooks.
What?
But I've seen some other people's yearbooks and some of the stuff that they wrote.
You know what? It's kind of like fortune cookies, where it's always something positive.
Yes.
Great success will come your way. Blech, that kind of thing. Yearbook writings were always, I know you're going to go far in life.
Yeah.
Have a great summer to a great guy, Pamela. I'll never forget that night at the bowling lanes. You know, there's always some reference to something
or
you
skating.
Did.
Or skating.
Yeah, and it was never anything bad. Like, I would love it if they'd written in there, hey, dork, burn in hell, I hope you have a horrible life, I hated you through school, Ben.
Yeah.
But no, it always had to be nice pleasantries in there. And then you go back and read it years later, and for the life of you, you cannot figure out what they were talking about. Like a girl, let's say a girl was Frank. We'll always remember that pumpkin patch, Sheila. And then you go back and pick it up 30 years later and go, what pumpkin patch?
Mm-hmm.
What the heck happened? What happened? It was something great? What did I do? Now, do you remember the first girl you ever kissed on the lips?
Yes.
She didn't write in my yearbook because she can't know she's the first. You can never tell the girl that you're the first.
Mine was kindergarten, so I remember
kindergarten?
That. Oh, yeah.
I was 15. You can't tell her, by the way, you're the... What?
First and second grade, yeah.
What a loser. I'm a loser. I'm a loser. I'm 15 years old.
Yeah.
Her name was Claire, and I didn't know what to do, but I couldn't tell her, and by the way, before we kiss, you're the first. You can't do that because that makes you a loser.
Right.
Mine, her name was Dana. I used to chase her around the playground and everything, and she would run, and she would back up against this wall, and I'd run up, and I'd kiss her, and I'd run away.
You kissed her when she's backed up against the wall. That's assault. Mm-hmm.
No, she stopped.
Her will.
No, she stopped.
Oh, she stopped against the wall on purpose.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Or the wall stopped her.
Yeah. Yeah, the wall stopped her.
Walls will do that. No, and you know, you couldn't go back and write in her yearbook, Claire, to the first girl I ever hit. Oh, she'll show it to everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told you this story before. These mean guys, when I was a junior in high school, they could tell. Yeah, they can tell when a guy like me doesn't know anything about making out or stuff. They can tell. And so one day, this was all set up. They set me up, and I didn't know it. We're in the library, and they made sure I overheard, because I wasn't sitting far from them talking about Brenda. And how she loved for guys to take her bra off and play, you know, touch her.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm listening.
Yeah.
And they looked up at me and says, well, you've taken her out, haven't you? And I said, no. And they said, oh, man, you've got to take her out. And they mentioned her full name. They said, she loves making out. She lets you go like the second base. And then they turn to another guy and go, you've been there, haven't you? And they go, oh, yeah, like every except me.
Yeah.
So I get up the nerve. And I ask her, and we go, I don't know, to a movie or something, and then I park the car in a cemetery. And she said, what are you doing?
I'm going to kill you.
No. No, I said.
You're scared. I got to drive out of here alone.
That's a great joke. No, she said, what are you doing? I said, I'm parking. She said, why? And then I started to sense, uh-oh. And I said, you know, to make out. And she reared back, and she slapped me. Take me home.
Whoa.
I am a Christian. That's what she says to me.
Oh, man.
And if my dad ever found it, take me home right now. And I thought, wait a minute. I wanted to go, what about all the guys that said you put? And then I realized they were messing with me because knew. And that was the longest ride home, taking her home. It took forever. And then I was scared that when we pulled in, she'd jump out of the car and run, oh, he tried to touch. He tried to make out with me. I just could tell her dad. He's going to come beat the crap out of me.
You didn't tell her at all that a bunch of guys were messed with you and told you a lie?
No. That would have devastated her, that they're using her as some kind of a joke or something.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody has great high school stories. They have to. I'm in a really good mood. Can you tell it?
Yes.
I told you yesterday I went on my computer and I had an email that I've been pre-approved for $35,000. Today, right. I checked my email. I've been pre-approved for $75,000.
Whoa, they upped it?
Yeah, pre-approved. I must be doing something right.
Man, that's awesome.
And now my favorite Christmas story from my dad. True story. My dad has told this story 20 times. He doesn't tell it now because he doesn't talk much now. But my dad was one of five. They were very poor. They were very church-going. My dad's mother, not my dad's dad, he was a heathen. My dad's mother, very, very much a churchgoer. So at church, where they went to church, they took up a collection of toys. People would bring a toy, and they'd put them in a huge pile, and then the church members would wrap them and distribute them to the poor families. And my dad said he donated a tractor. It was just a little, you just roll it on the floor, just a tractor. And took it and gave it to the church. Christmas Eve is a knock at the door. I'm putting sound effects in.
That's good.
It's someone from the church, and they've brought a charity package to my dad's family. And a present for each child. And my dad opens his. It's his tractor. They gave him back his same tractor. I mean, of the hundreds, there's a big church, hundreds of things that they could have wrapped and distributed. What are the odds that he ends up getting his same tractor back? That is a bad Christmas. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
One joke down, two to go. Here's the first of the two, and then the finale tomorrow. And by the way, we're off here at 5:30 tomorrow, and tomorrow my daughter will be in to sing.
Yes.
Tomorrow. We'll probably bring her in here the 4 o'clock hour, and she will sing for you very badly, as she does every year. So here's two of the three. Santa Claus is making the rounds. And you know the scene, like a comet in the sky. The red nose leading the pack, trailed by the reindeer and the sleigh. It's a beautiful sight. And they go from house to house, rooftop to rooftop. And then Rudolph decides to lead the reindeer, and he's making a descent that's almost straight down. It's almost turning Santa Claus's stomach, and he's used to roller coaster type, but this is unbelievable. It's like straight down, and then a screeching halt of a stop where all the little hooves of the reindeer come to a screech, and they're all but Santa looks up and they're all bunched up together like they're all standing on what he can see is a teeny tiny little rooftop. And he realizes they have stopped the sleigh and all the reindeer are barely teetering and standing on top of an old outhouse. And Santa looks at reindeer and says, "Oh, for goodness sakes." I mean, he looks at Rudolph. He says, "For goodness sakes, Rudolph, I said next stop, the Schmidt house."
All right, let's see how traffic's moving or not moving. Here's Tim Wiley.
Well, it's not moving too well out in the St. Peter's area. We've got a new crash. First of all, you're already slow 141 through 94, but now we've got a crash. Only two left lanes are getting through on westbound 70 at Mid Rivers Mall Drive. So look for a solid jam a little bit west of Cave Springs. They're working with an accident. It's off on the right shoulder, though. Northbound 55, a little bit north of Park. Southbound 170, stop and go from Page down through Brentwood as people try to get off and do some shopping at the Galleria. We have eastbound 40 jammed up pretty solid now. Chesterfield Parkway West up through Highway 270, again from Spady in through Big Bend. Northbound 170 is slow from Natural Bridge up through Airport Road and some slow to stop and go pockets. Page down through Highway 55 on southbound 270. And this report brought to you by Staples. Staples has everything your business needs at great prices every day, plus free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Get more for less at Staples. Make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Hi, my name is Lieutenant Jessica Chase. I'm currently stationed in Naples, Italy. I just wanted to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all my friends and family in the Missouri and Illinois states.
Happy holidays from our troops around the world and the Big 550 KTRS.
It's not fair. If you suffer from hearing loss, you have two choices. Wear a hearing aid that makes you look old, or miss out on what's going on around you. That's completely unfair. You deserve a better choice. That's why we're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. We'll even give you free shipping and free batteries for life. Call us now. 1-800-500-1557. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may forget you're wearing it too. You deserve to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-500-1557. That's 1-800-500-1557. 1-800-500-1557.
Hi, I'm Brendan Burchard. Some people call me the world's highest paid motivational trainer. And some people call me crazy because I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of my 2015 New York Times bestseller, The Motivation Manifesto. In the next 24 hours, I want to give away as many free books as possible. To get your hardcover copy, call 1-800-700-3630. Or go to motivationbook.com. If you want to reach your true potential, personally, professionally, or financially, you need this book. You'll discover how to stop feeling tired and overwhelmed, identify the major enemies keeping you from living your dreams, and learn the secrets to defeating them. I'll teach you my proven strategies to start attaining the levels of drive and personal success you're craving. Financial freedom, emotional freedom, time freedom. Due to high demand, I can only offer one free book per household. To get your free book while supplies last, call now, 1-800-700-3630. That's 1-800-700-3630. Or go to motivationbook.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. CPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-500-4833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Transcend's smallest and most advanced portable design ever. The mini CPAP is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call CPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-500-4833. That's 1-800-500-4833.
Have you started thinking about your New Year's resolution? Get a head start on your future by making a resolution that can help you change your life forever. Earn your degree online from Arizona State University. At ASU, we believe the best time to start planning for your future is right now. That's why we offer over 100 of our world-class undergraduate and graduate degrees completely online. For information, call 1-800-400-0595. ASU Online offers the same degrees and the same prestigious faculty as on campus, with flexibility to take classes wherever you are, whenever it fits your schedule. Discover for yourself why U.S. News & World Report named ASU number one in the nation for innovation, ahead of both MIT and Stanford. We're now accepting applications for the spring semester. Make this year the start of something big. Call now to get started and make this the year you learn to thrive. To learn more about ASU degrees online, call 1-800-400-0595. That's 1-800-400-0595.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
If you're planning
card at Exxon or Mobile and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobile?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobile are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobile station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Cricket Wireless is here to make your holidays even brighter.
Ready? Flip the switch!
Get a $100 bill credit when you switch to the Merrier carrier before January 7th. Plus, get the Samsung Galaxy Grand Prime for
$29.99. Whoa!
Santa's definitely gonna know where your house is this year. Cricket Wireless. Something to smile about.
Offers N1716. Offers require number ported and activation on qualified plan and same transaction. First month service charge due at sale. Bill credit requires 2 service payments within 45 days. Credit received within 60 days. Device purchase not required to receive credit. Basic funds excluded. Fees, other charges, and restrictions apply. See store for offer details.
Hello, I'm Tom Schneider, mayor of the historic city of Florissant. On Christmas Day, surrounded by the blessings of family and liberty, I'll pause to reflect on December 25th, 1776, when Washington's army crossed the Delaware to take Trenton for the supplies he needed to change the world. Please join me in a prayer of thanks today for the sacrifice and service of our military personnel across the world and our police and firefighters here at home. From our Florissant families, we wish you and yours peace and joy.
Cricket Wireless is here to make your holidays even brighter.
Ready? Flip the switch!
Get a $100 bill credit when you switch to the Merrier carrier before January 7th. Plus, get the Samsung Galaxy Grand Prime for
$29.99. Whoa!
Santa's definitely gonna know where your house is this year. Cricket Wireless. Something to smile about.
Offers N1716. Offers require number ported and activation on qualified plan and same transaction. First month service charge due at sale. Bill credit requires 2 service payments within 45 days. Credit received within 60 days. Device purchase not required to receive credit. Basic funds excluded. Fees, other charges, and restrictions apply. See store for offer details.
Are you overwhelmed with planning for retirement? You're not alone. Discover the 10 things that could have the biggest impact on your retirement on America's Wealth Management Show, this Saturday afternoon at 1 right here on 550 KTRS.
All right, can you stop? Can you stop there? Stop. Can you play just a little bit of what you just played?
Are you overwhelmed with planning for retirement?
Why does she have a sock in her mouth?
Discover the 10 things that could have the biggest impact on your retirement on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1 right here on 550 KTRS.
Okay, sorry, go ahead. Just I had to point that out. Apparently nobody really hears that here. When you gonna let me get me something if I met that woman and she actually goes around with a sock in her mouth.
I have a horrible medical condition
and I have to keep a big cotton ball in my mouth. I'm sorry. Then I feel bad. Well, let's go to Southern California and check in with Mike Evans. What do you say? Courtesy of Any Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market next door to each other in Chesterfield Valley on the east end of everything. They're selling a lot of gift cards. They have more. They'll, like the old Doritos commercials, they'll make more. Any Guns in the Smokehouse proudly present Mike Evans.
That's right, Arnie. That's what I've been trying to tell you.
What is going on? Hey, how about that Lindsey Graham? Just when he had it in the bag, he backs up.
I know. That's amazing. Well, you know, I guess he just didn't want to do it. Didn't want to be president.
I guess what he realized was, well, I'm going to take it. I need to step out before I win this whole thing. Let somebody else have a
chance. Exactly.
Yeah. What's going on?
Lockwood's question, name the name of the music icon who was attacked by an ostrich, was hurt so bad, was put on painkillers, and became addicted to painkillers, had to go into rehab. I don't make this stuff up, folks. Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yay. Oh, no, Jerry Lee Lewis. Sorry.
Johnny Cash.
Oh, I'm Johnny Cash.
Bing Crosby.
Well, I'm going to beat my kids tonight.
Michael Jackson.
Everybody, serve yourself what you want.
What the hell's going on in there?
That's all my impression.
Yeah.
Music notes, the Adele live concert on NBC did 11 million viewers. Here are the top five live concerts on television in the last 10 years. Number five, 2014, Tim McGraw, NBC, 10.6 million. Number four, 2009, George Strait, CBS, 10.7 million. Then comes that Adele concert. Then number two, 2005, Johnny Cash, CBS, 12.5 million. And number one, a 15-minute mini concert, Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr at the Grammys, $14.4
million.
Little news there. Another list, a friend of mine who's uncanny at picking Oscar winners, says Best Picture will be Revenant. Best Actor, Leonardo DiCaprio, finally wins for Revenant.
Well, it looks great.
It does. Best Actress, Jennifer Lawrence in Joy. Best Supporting Actor, Robert De Niro in Joy. Best Supporting Actress, Alicia Vikander in The Danish Girl. I don't think I've ever seen her. We'll review Joy tomorrow, though.
Some movies sound subtitled. The Danish Girl sounds subtitled.
It's not. Some of it is.
Okay.
Joy looks like it's one of those comedy, maybe not a comedy. I could be very,
dramedy,
very serious.
Serious.
Yeah,
serious.
Could be serious. Could be very serious.
It's a true story.
Oh, it is?
About the miracle mop.
The miracle mop?
Oh, the miracle mop. As seen on TV? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Every day this week, a Star Wars trivia nugget. I love today's nugget. When George Lucas went to high school, he hated the name George. He asked a couple of his buddies to give him a nickname, so they called him Lucas. Thought Lucas was better than George, and that got cut short to Luke. They used to have fun with his nickname, and by the time he was a junior, his nickname was Luke Skywalker, and that's where the name came from for Star Wars.
And now you know.
Whoa.
As Paul Harris says, the rest of the story.
Paul Harris, that's funny. Paul Harvey. Paul Harris business.
Paul Harvey said that.
Anyway.
Nope.
No.
Odds and ends, everybody's talking about that Steve Harvey. What do you make of that?
I think it's the greatest publicity that pageant's had in 15 years.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the attention it's getting. I don't think anything about it. I think that I can see how it happens.
Made a mistake?
Yeah, and I do, and I can see why. And I'll tell you something else. We got to lose this first runner-up crap. Just say second place. I could see where he saw first, and he thought it was the winner. First runner-up. That's archaic lingo. Just say winner, second place, third place, and then no confusion. I could see where he could do that. We don't need runner-up. What the heck does that even mean? Second place.
Oh, they have to do the first runner-up.
Well, then do third place.
For any reason that this woman becomes pregnant or becomes a whore, she can no longer have the crown on her head.
Just do third place, Miss on second place, Miss on, and the new Miss whatever. That's how you.
And everybody knows the runner-up.
I think
whatever,
it got so much publicity, they'll probably do something like this on purpose in the future.
Yeah.
I like it. Date in history, December 22nd, 2001. The shoe bomber Richard Reed tried to blow up an American Airlines. Every time you go to the airport and you have to take off your shoes, you can blame Richard Reed. Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Richard.
Yeah, way to go. Penis.
Whoa. Hello, everybody.
And finally.
Oh.
You guys aren't very hip. Mike is very hip. He's out in California, and that's the new term now. You go, oh, yeah, really, penis?
Mm-hmm.
That's the new hip.
Yeah.
Exactly. You tell him, Frank.
That's the hip lingo.
That's as hip as coitus.
Sure
Come
is.
On.
Oh.
Sure is.
Well.
Name the name of the music icon who was attacked by an ostrich, had to go on painkillers, actually got addicted, had to go into rehab.
What are their choices again?
Yeah.
Jerry Lee Lewis, Johnny Cash, Bing Crosby, Michael Jackson.
Man, I think we're supposed to say Michael Jackson because he had all those goofy. But I'm going to go, I'm going to go Bing Crosby.
I'll say Jerry Lee Lewis.
Michael Jackson.
This guy actually was hooked on drugs, went into rehab 3 times, finally got clean, had been clean 2 years. Was going into retirement, bought a ranch, a farm, and that's where this ostrich, he had some ostriches attacked him, and he had to go in and had a lot of pain, rehab, ended up in rehab with the painkillers. Johnny Cash.
Oh.
Dun, 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 dun,
wow.
Dun, dun, dun,
I get it, Sam. I feel the pain a-coming. I need another pill. That was Mike Evans. Courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. Dan and I have talked about this before. If you want to do Johnny Cash, It just takes two people. One person does this. And then take any Johnny Cash song. Yeah. Okay, here, Ring of Fire. Ready?
Yeah. I fell into a burning ring of fire. It went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
Now let's do... Jackson.
We got married in a fever. Hotter than a pepper.
That's it, Johnny Cash. Folsom Prison Blues. How's it feel, Folsom Prison Blues? How's it start?
I hear that train
of that's what it is, Folsom Prison
Blues. Yeah, it's Folsom Prison.
I walk the line.
Because you're mine. I walk the line. I keep a close watch.
He's a genius. Yeah. He was a genius.
I know, and it's here, all...
Learn these four notes, and we'll have a lot of hits.
And almost every one of his songs, three chords.
It's time to talk about Amini's. I had an email this morning that I read from somebody. He said, hey, what was the name of that store you talked about with all the games? I assumed he was talking about Amini's, but it's not games like board games, Monopoly, Parcheesi, whatever, Clue.
Cheese.
That's right, Rad Boy. Yahtzee. These are pinball games, actual, real, full-size pinball machines, and arcade games, and shuffleboard, and pool. That's Amini's. So, sir, I hope that's what you wanted. That's what I sent him back was that name. It's in Chesterfield Valley. I don't understand why anybody who listens, who's AM and the PM at this point, could have not gone into Amini's. How could you not do that? What would keep you from going in a store that will just blow you away? That's not like any store you've ever been in. And you may say, well, I can't afford an arcade game. We don't know that. You haven't been in there yet. You can buy pre-owned, reconditioned, completely checked out pinball machines that work like new. They have those as well as new ones. Same with the arcade games. Everybody could use an area rug or two. You're not going to find a better selection or more beautiful rugs, handmade or machine-made, than you will at Amini's. Lighting? You got to have lighting in your house. It gets old. It gets dated. And it becomes insufficient. And it can change the look of a room. Jaffe lighting. They have it. Patio furniture. They have it. And they don't have any junk. Any category that Amini's sells merchandise in does not include junk because they won't sell junk. It is a terrific store. And you're going to enjoy taking your time to walk through it, and please do, and tell me your AM and the PM. Down in the middle of Chesterfield Valley, AMINIS, Copper Dome, Amini's.com.
Let's get a final check on traffic now. Here's Tim Wyland.
Crews are still working with the accident on westbound 70 at Mid Rivers Mall Drive. The two right lanes are blocked, and right now traffic is jammed solid back to Highway 94. You're getting better on southbound 270. Couple off the pace pockets from Olive down through Highway 44, but a little bit south of 44, that's where you're hitting the worst of it. That's going to be slow go from that point up through Highway 55. Southbound 141 is pretty heavy between Big Bend and Highway 44. Southbound 170 from Olive through 40. And we've cleared out downtown on the bridge approaches, but westbound 40 still jams up Kings Highway out through McCausland. This traffic report brought to you by Hallmark at Walgreens. The holidays are here, and so is the perfect Hallmark card. Carry enough to send the very best. Carry enough to send a Hallmark card, available at your neighborhood Walgreens. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Hi, Martin Kilcoin here, wishing you Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah. I want to thank you for being part of our listening family, and I hope you and your family have a great holiday season.
Happy holidays from all of us at the Big 550 KTRS.
Looking for a special gift? Consider a winter getaway to historic St. Genevieve, Missouri's first settlement, offering historic home tours, cozy bed and breakfast inns, wineries, shopping, and award-winning restaurants. Details online at visitstegen.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, thanks again to the station for the gift card. Oh, wait, everybody else got them, but we didn't get them? Oh, shoot, this is awkward. Have a great... Oh, man.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
Thanks for calling.
All right,
Dan.
All right, Dan.
Bye, yeah.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Tonight, the zero-tolerance drug policy at Pattonville High School, but doesn't go too far. A student suspended 180 days for one pill.
A child is dead after his parents left him alone in a hot room for over 38 hours. What charges the parents are facing?
And police are trying to prevent a home from sliding into the lake. Their plan to keep the house on dry land.
First on Fox, a little two-year-old dies after police say he was left alone in his crib for over 38 hours next to a space heater.
Police say that the child's parents are to blame, that they were cooking methamphetamine at the time, and they are now facing charges.
Fox 2's Dan Gray just spoke to prosecutors.